Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Megan Moran and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we are going to be reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported what the chief priests and the elders had told them. And when they heard it, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, "Sovereign Lord, maker of heaven and earth, and the sea and all that is in them, you said by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David, your servant, why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples entertain folly? The kings of the earth took their stand and the princes gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. Indeed, they gathered in the city against your holy servant Jesus, whom you appointed, Herod and Pontius Pilate, together with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do what your hand and your will had long ago planned to take place. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with boldness as you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through your name of your holy servant Jesus." As they prayed, the place where they gathered shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Recently, I was home. I was visiting my parents for Easter, and my brother and my dad and I were in a conversation. And my brother, he's really into old country music songs, and he was reading these lyrics from a song that was written, I think, in like the 1960s. And it was talking about how kids these days don't want to work hard, and how the culture has just kind of gotten worse and worse. And it was written in the 1960s, but it seemed so relevant to today. And I remember my brother saying, "Doesn't it seem like things never really change and we're always kind of in the same situations?" And I understood that, because I think what happens so often in our world is that we see situations that are going on, see things that are happening in the culture, and we feel so isolated because we feel like we're the only people that have ever experienced things like this, or we're the only Christians that have experienced some type of persecution like this. But today, I want to draw us to this reading because I think that there's a lot in common with what the apostles are facing and what we're facing, even though it doesn't feel like that on the surface. So the apostles, they are set on fire with the Holy Spirit right now, right? So Jesus rose from the dead. This reading is after Pentecost, so the Holy Spirit has come upon them. But they're facing a lot of persecution and a lot of like cultural pushback from the Jews at the time and from these different government leaders, which is evident that we are facing a similar thing. They're also facing disbelief of the people around them and the people they're trying to convert to Christianity. And today, I think there's a new poll that came out, or a new statistic that said that churchgoers are actually the minority in culture. So if you go to church once a week, then you are within the minority in America now. And it used to be the vast majority, just a couple of decades ago. And so as we can see, like as we reflect on this, we see that there's several similarities between what the apostles are facing versus what we're facing. And we don't have to feel like what we're facing, that we have to go alone through this as a people, but actually God's people throughout the past 2,000 years have dealt with similar situations that we're in, but they just look at, like they're in a different context. So what do we do now that like we've seen that these two are actually similar? I think we actually just need to look at the apostles for inspiration and see what they've done. They turned their, they were threatened by these government leaders and the people around them. Like they were threatened to death. They were put in jail several times. And I think we can look to them and just see how their hearts turned to the Lord during these times. They just immediately after Peter and John came and told these other disciples and the other people about what they had encountered, their hearts just turned to the Lord and they just begged for the Lord to come through, for his hand to heal, for signs and wonders to be shown on the earth. So if we ever find ourselves in a situation where we are disheartened at the culture around us and disheartened at certain laws that are being made, or that Christianity is becoming less and less important to this world, let our hearts just become so broken for those people and broken open for those people. And let us just turn to prayer and intercession as the apostles did. Because it says after they had done this, the place where they prayed shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they continued to speak the word of God with boldness. They didn't grow tired, they didn't grow weary, but they turned their hearts into intercession, and they continued with boldness, and they continued to speak the word of God. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Acts of the Apostles. My name is Megan, and to learn more about the events and the programs offered here at Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you, and have a fantastic day.